evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is your boy Roberto, and of course, this is the Black Hand Podcast, coming live and direct from Kansas City, Missouri, my hometown. Hope everybody had a good evening, a good Friday. It is your weekend, yay. And hopefully everything will go fine for you this weekend. Before I begin, of course, I got to give my pitch to anchor.com for all your podcast needs. Sorry if I sound like I'm kind of out of it, because I am a little bit. I was just sitting here watching an episode of a TV show I watch, and they just buried one of their main characters. In real life and on the TV, of course. And got a little sad there for a minute. And it kind of hit really hard for me. So, my subject Friday today is the loss of a parent. People lose people every day. Grandparents, wives, kids, dogs, whatever. And depending how long you had that person or that, you know, animal or whatever, is how bad you will take it after they're gone. And I've had losses in both centuries. Both hit very, very hard. And very, very sad, of course. My family, we never lost anybody until the 90s. Late 90s. And of course, that was my father, Robert Sr., who I'm named after. He died in August of 98 of lung cancer after having it twice. Now, I know I've mentioned before that I did not get to see my father before he passed away, but I'm a little bit better about it now than I was when it first happened. I hated myself. I really did. Me and my dad were pretty close when I was a kid, and we kind of grew apart as I got older, as teenagers and parents do. And we didn't agree on a lot of stuff. So for about a couple of years, we didn't talk. And one day, my mom gets a call from Georgia saying that my dad had throat cancer. You have to understand, my dad, he'd been through a lot of shit. A lot of it. So, for him to get this disease that runs in his side of the family, I didn't mean paying no mind. I thought, okay, yeah, he'll fight it and go about his business. Well, they end up taking out his larynx because it got that bad. So he had a hole in his neck. And my dad had a gift for gab, so he knew he had that. But he adapted and he overcame and everything else they say to him. And he went on about his business. That is until he got a spot on his lung. And for the rest of that year, he lost weight, lost his hair, and he pretty much was, you know, ready to go wherever he was going. Now, I did not see my father before he died. But I've heard stories from my stepmother and my brothers and sisters who did get to see him. And I'm actually, not to say happy I didn't see him, because that gets burnt into your head. And it's the only thing you can think about. I've seen pictures, I've seen everything else. The last thing I said to my father before he passed away, he called me, told me that he wanted to talk to me. My stepmother said he wanted to talk to me. So I got on the phone and he called me by my nickname. I would not say it on here. And I'm like, yeah, Dad, I'm here. And it got real quiet. I mean, pin dropping quiet. And he told me he would give me a call back. He died 3 days later. When I heard the news, I hurt my hand punching a van at a place I was working at. And I did a lot of crazy shit in that year after he passed away. Some of it I regret and some of it I don't. People mourn in different ways, I guess. So here we are, 2021. Years and years later. And my mother passed away. I got to see her. I got to talk to her. I got to say I love her and everything else. Everything I didn't do with my father. And I prayed to God that with all the stuff that was going on with my mother, that he would just take her. I don't want to see her in any kind of pain or whatever. And he took her. She didn't die of any kind of cancer, thank God. But she did have a lot of other ailments. And my mom was in her 80s, so fighting it off was not like she used to be. Once you get something to switch you into or whatever. I don't know exactly if she was asleep when she passed away, which is what she wanted to do. And I'm hoping to God that's what happened. But the thing is that I don't know any of this because at the time, I was actually heading to the hospital myself for my COVID. And I couldn't go to her funeral, as I've already said. And I did get to see her grave. I said my goodbyes. And I have been in mourning since then. I mean, by looking at me, you would think that I don't think about it. Or even look like I even care. But I do care. I care a lot. In the last few years of her life, we were pretty damn close. I blame my mom for a lot of stuff, especially when her and my dad separated. And something I regret. But we did get along well. We went to Vegas together. I dropped her off at the casino sometimes. Drove her here, drove her there. And now that I think about it, I didn't mind doing any of that. None of it. Wouldn't change a damn thing. But losing somebody that's close to you hurts like hell. Whether it be family or friends. And for years I've seen people with either out their mother or out their father. Either by being alive or dead. And depending on how much you care about your parents or not love your parents or anything else is how you will react when they're no longer here. When I was in the hospital, I couldn't go to my mom's funeral. You already know all that. I had to watch it on my phone from a hospital bed. And I heard stories of how my siblings were not very cordial to each other at the time of that. which kind of hurt my heart because I figured if death don't bring us together, then nothing will. And I didn't cry. I didn't cry at all. I didn't cry in the hospital the entire time after my mother was buried. I don't know why that is. I'm thinking maybe because in my situation, there's a lot of people crying. Crying over people they lost to this fucking virus that's been flying around for a year and nothing able to stop it. So crying in the hospital was not a luxury. So I told myself that I wasn't ready yet. I wasn't ready to cry in front of all these nurses and doctors and everything else. And I could hear my mother saying in my ear, "You worry about you, don't worry about me." She would say that as sure as I'm sitting here talking on this phone. She was just like that. She was a nurturing, loving woman. She loved her kids. She loved what happens to them and everything else. Screw her, in her own words. But I didn't cry. Even watching this funeral and everything else that came with it. I mean, when I finally got to her gravesite, I did cry. I cried after a couple days of being at the hospital. And now I cry anytime I hear about somebody's parents being killed or dying, either by cancer or by dementia, Alzheimer's, whatever. It all just hits me. And I know a lot of people think that men don't like, are not supposed to cry because they're men and all that bullshit. Fuck all that. I cry like a little damn girl. I mean, it's my mother laying here. Only people that don't give a damn about their parents passing is people, the parents that wasn't around. They got rid of them. Put them in fucking foster homes and all that type of shit. Both my parents were around. They went around each other most of the time. They both talked shit about each other most of the time, but they were around. And if my mom got tired of us in Kansas City, she would ship us off to California to be with my father. And now, I have neither. Both my parents are no longer living. Neither one of them could, I can't call either one of them to see how they're doing, or they call me and ask me why I haven't fucking called them, and nobody to swing me in the right direction. Nobody to tell me, you know you fucking up, right? None of that stuff. It's all gone now. And I'll never get that back. Ever. I have a daughter of my own who just turned 14. On the day I found out about my mother passing away, I reached out to my daughter's mother and asked her, at least told her, what happened with my mother. Now, me and my daughter's mother, we haven't been on the same page in a while. And I don't know why I reached out to her, but I did, and I don't regret doing that. Because whether she believes it or not, my mother loved my daughter. She loved her to death. She came with me to the hospital when she was born. She was the first one to pick her up, and I was the second. She's like, and she held my daughter and said, you know, my nickname, come and hold your baby. So I grabbed my daughter from her, and my mom, you know, she was just had this look on her face like, my baby just had a baby. And I was happy that she was there, because I didn't know what to do about parenting. I've never been a parent before. I was nervous and all kinds of shit. But my mom was talking me in the car. You know, it's going to be a big responsibility. You know that. And everything else. I don't have that no more now. I have nobody to call on Thursdays. And nobody to take to the store to get her, go to a thrift store or something like that. I don't have any of that now. I haven't been inside of a semi in 20 years because my dad is not driving behind a fucking wheel. Now, I can't pass by a Fairfield Inn. I can't, you know, pick up the phone and call my mother to have her say, "Hey, how you doing?" And none of that stuff. It's all gone now. Now, each one of my siblings, they're mourning in their own way. We're not talking to each other, but we're all mourning. And that's what I chalk it up to. You'll come sometime, I hope, before one of us is dead. But if you have lost a parent or both of your parents, then you feel my pain right now. The littlest thing on TV about a funeral has me bawling like I just went to a fucking funeral. And I don't know exactly how to process this in my head. My older sister just ordered my mother's tombstone to go on her grave, so it won't be unmarked anymore, and I'm happy about that. But the thing is, the tombstone is the exclamation point or a period on my mother's life. That would make it official to me. I'm glad I got to see her before she passed away. I'm glad I got to talk to her. I'm glad that I tell my wife that she calls me a nickname that will never be called by any damn body else besides my mother. And I just wanted to hear her say it one last time. And she did. And my wife held my hand. And she called me by my nickname. She's been calling me that since I was an infant. And she's called me that ever since. And for anybody else to call me that would be a fucking insult to her. I would not say it here. I would never say it again. I'll have it in my head. That's it. No one gets the right to call me that besides my mother. So, if you still have both your parents, whether you hate them, don't talk to them, hate the world, the ground that they walk on, you still have your parents, and you should be lucky. If you don't talk to them because they're always chastising you, that's what fucking parents do. They chastise their kids to do what they think is right, and you end up making up your own mind. Count yourself lucky. If your mother calls you and asks you simple questions like, "Are you doing okay?" and "Do you need anything?" and, you know, "You can talk to me," and all these stuff, anything like that, count yourself fucking lucky. Because I cannot get that from neither one of my parents, because they're no longer here. And anybody else that has two parents gone instead of one or the other, you are lucky as well too. And with this virus going on, no one is safe from this. And especially older adults. If you're in your 80s and you catch this COVID shit, basically you're on your deathbed. Unless you're a fighter and you fight it off, and you know, if you do, then God bless you. But if you are a kind of person that fights with your mom, or you fight with your dad, or fight with both parents because you think they're controlling you and you want to live your own life and everything, slow the fuck down. Because one day, neither of them are going to be there to argue with. Neither one of them are going to be there to bail you out after they fucking argue with you. If you talk to them and they end up dying the next fucking day, that will hang over your damn head until you're dead. So what I'm trying to say is, ladies and gentlemen, is that the arguing, the fussing, the fighting, the calling you and asking you okay, the cuddling, want to hug you, everything else, let them fucking do it. Let them grab you. Let them pinch your cheeks or something. Make them embarrass. Let them embarrass you in front of your girlfriend, your wife, or something, with pictures of when you were a kid. Let them spoil your goddamn children. Because believe me, once they are gone, you will think about all that stuff. You will think, God, I wish my mom would call me a piece of shit or something. Anything. Because once they're gone, it's never going to happen again. And I now know how that feels. I had a friend I used to work with who lost his mother to cancer. My heart goes out to him and his family. My best friend lost her ex-husband not too long ago. My heart goes out to him too. But you think about this stuff after they're gone. That's what they call memories. And sometimes the memories can be a good thing, and then sometimes they can make you think and cry like a little girl. The little small things like take out the garbage, I'm gonna beat your ass, or whatever. Old pictures with your parents on vacation, which you didn't want to go on because you're too cool for that shit. Yeah. All that starts coming back to you. Because either one or both of your parents are no longer here. I miss my mother. I do. I miss her badly. I just want to pick up the phone and call her. Hell, go to her apartment just to see her, open her, you know, open the door and smile from ear to ear to see how I'm doing. Just happy to see me. That will never happen again now. I know that she's in a better place. I know that she's out of pain and agony. I know she's with a lot of people she ain't never seen in a very long time. And they're probably happy to see her as well. But it still fucking hurts. And I'm not the only person that feels this way about that. People lose people, like I say all the time. Somebody right now is dying. Whether because of old age, drugs, alcohol, whatever. We all have a death warrant. Some are longer, some are shorter. But when you lose the father or the mother that gave you life, that shit hurts. Unless you just don't give a damn. Unless your parents were just meth or crack cocaine users, or they beat your ass for abusing you, whatever, then that'll be the only fucking reason not to miss your parents. But I miss my parents. I miss them both. Badly. And now they're both at peace. And they're both, hopefully laughing and talking about stuff they did while they were here. And they're in no more pain, as I say. And since my dad passed away, I've always said the same thing since that happened. I don't say, you know, they're dead and stuff like that, being completely disrespectful. The only thing I say is that I will see them again. And not just them, my uncle, my mom's friends, my friends, everybody. I will see all of them again someday. Hope it's way down the line, but it will happen. And I tell people that they're in no more pain. Their pain and agony was left here on Earth. They're not in pain anymore. They're probably young looking, fresh looking. They ain't got no wrinkles. Everything on them works. Blind people can see. Crippled people can walk. Whatever. Deaf people can hear. And that is what I keep in my head. Like I said, my mom was very ill. She was. Brain and body. She had done everything she could to stick around. But the Reaper, or the Angel of Death in her case, said, "It's time for you to go, Marthan. You need to come with me." And she's like, "You sure? Oh, yeah. You're fine. You've done your job. It's time to go. Come on." And I'm also glad that she didn't pass away in a damn hospital. I thank God for that every damn day. She was around family, her grandchildren, her daughter, everybody. She was in a strange hospital with people with masks on, looked like they're, you know, there's Ebola running around or something like that. No, she passed away in the house with her loved ones. Now, if you know what I'm talking about, those that don't have either one of their parents, they know, they understand what I'm talking about. I hope they do. I mean, it's a terrible feeling, especially if you're really close with your parents. When one of them goes away, it hurts. It's a pain that some can get over with time, and there's some that will never go away. My mother, for example, mourned my uncle the entire time he's been gone. He died in 99. In the corner of her house, she had a shrine to him. She loved him. He was the only son of the family. We all miss him. I miss the hell out of him myself. So I know that she's very happy to see him, and vice versa. And that's what I also keep in my head. She's not by herself. You know, she got her father, grandma, grandpa, my uncle, both her husbands, everybody. And that keeps me from balling up in a damn ball and laying on the damn floor in my bedroom. And I know that she's in a way better place than this one. And I know that she wishes that she could be around for us, but she can't. I know she wishes that she could be around, but she couldn't. But that's and sorry if I kind of quote this. That's a circle of life. You live, you born, you live, you die. Sometimes in that particular order. But since I didn't say it out loud, what I wanted to say at her funeral, I will say it on here. Hopefully somebody in my family will hear it. To my mother, Marthan, I thank you. I thank you for raising me to be the man that I am today, raising me with morals that I still use to this very day, to be respectful to people, even if they're not respectful to you, to love people even if they don't love you back, including family. Fighting for what you believe in, keeping your mouth shut when it's something that you ain't got nothing to be involved with, and taking care of yourself. I will miss you. I will think about you all the time. And I will see you again someday. You bet that. I will. We all will. And that's all that can be said. What else is there to say? Not much. But ladies and gentlemen, like I said before, if you have both of your parents around, count yourself lucky. And they can teach you so much until they're not here. So don't be one of those people that regrets and feel guilty for not being around these kids or around, you know, your parents or whatever. You know, they ask you to do something, just do it. You know, because you never know, you may not never do it again. And if they are gone, like mine, don't think of it as they left you. No, they didn't leave you. They had no choice but to leave. So hopefully this message will hit somebody that feels the same way I'm feeling right now about their parents if they're not here anymore. And you try to think of every little thing down to their eye color, to their voice, how they sound when you were mad, how they sounded when you were happy, crying, anything, to keep their memory alive to you until you do see them again. But I miss my mother. I miss both my parents very badly. I do. You have no idea. But they did their job. Sometimes it was kind of hairy, but they did it. And I thank both of them for that. And that is my word, ladies and gentlemen. I hope I have not bored you to tears. I hope that I have not pissed you off by this podcast. And maybe you just listen to it to laugh at me, which would be kind of rude, but to each his own. But with that being said, this is your boy Roberto for the Black Hand Podcast. Please join me next week when I talk about something you may or may not like, and I will see you guys down the road. But one thing that my parents taught me more than anything is to respect anybody, especially if they're older than you. And I will respect both of my parents by doing exactly what they taught me. I love you, Mom. I love you, Dad. And I will see you someday. And it'll be a happy day. You guys take care. Please be safe this weekend. And have a nice night. Peace.